He's a veteran actor, singer, dancer, puppeteer, a jack of all showbiz trades, but he's also had classroom experience dealing with youngsters with developmental disabilities. He thought it would be a great idea to meld those two interests, so John Pazis established the Performing Arts Studio West. John says it's not just a place for those who are looking for careers in show business, but a place where disabled people
can really work on their self-esteem and communication skills and social skills using the curriculum of a performing art setting to be able to enhance these skills that are oftentimes learned in other types of settings.
John and his staff at Performing Arts Studio West handle people with all manner of disabilities.
Individuals with autism, moderate to mild ranges of mental retardation. We have Asperger's syndrome. We have people with Down syndrome. We have people with cerebral palsy. We have people with seizure disorders.
And they teach them a well-rounded curriculum that gets them involved in nearly all aspects of the performing arts.
Acting for theater and film and television. We do improvisational comedy. We do scene work, cold reading, auditions. Skills.
Their state-of-the-art Inglewood studio facilities also teach the technical aspects like editing, video production, sound, and lighting. Now, the studio has a management division which represents many of the developmentally disabled clients, and they've managed to procure more than 400 professional jobs in the industry over the last few years.
We've been on ER, we've been on CSI New York, we've been on Cold Case, we've been on Seventh Heaven, and a lot of films too, and we have never gotten one negative comment about our people's abilities and their professionalism.
And they don't just get the gigs for their clients and drop them off at the stage door to fend for themselves. John says they always send someone with the client to help them get the job done.
Oftentimes we are hiding behind the false wall or the potted plant, right on set there with them.
John says Performing Arts Studio West is at the forefront of trying to push the industry envelope for actors with these disabilities.
We are really advocating to hire trained actors with developmental disabilities as opposed to hiring a non-disabled actor to play somebody with a developmental disability.
Crediting his staff of 12, all of whom are working performers in the industry, John says it's their dedication that brings the curriculum alive for their students.
Giving their time very generously to working with this population. So they get dance training, and they get voice training, and they get training on musical production.
Focusing not on disabilities, but on people, Performing Arts Studio West mounts in-house plays, musicals, and films that keep their developmentally disabled students engaged creatively and emotionally. And John says there's nothing he'd rather be doing.
It is the most fulfilling thing in the world for me. I never take vacation. I never take vacation. Coming to work to me, it's like going to Disneyland every day, and I'm not kidding, Jack. That's the God's honest truth.
For more information on Performing Arts Studio West, visit their website at pastudiowest.com. We're proud to name John Pazis of Inglewood our KNX Citizen of the Week. Our citizens receive special recognition, including a two-night stay at the luxurious Balboa Bay Club and Resort in Newport Beach, the host of the coast. Jack Salvatore, KNX 1070.